is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Hohenlein, my colleague and friend, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we go immediately to our colleague in Israel, in the north of Israel, 9 kilometers from the Lebanon border, Lieutenant Colonel Reserve Sarit Zahavi, founder, president of ALMA. And the last time we spoke, Sarit said you have about less than 30 seconds to get to a shelter when the sirens go off. The reporting from Jerusalem these last 48 hours has been pockmarked by rockets coming from the north. 150 yesterday. I don't know how many in the last 24 hours. Sarit, a very good day to you. You're 9 kilometers from the border. Do I remember correctly that you have less than 30 seconds to get to a shelter? Good day to you.
Officially, we have 15 seconds to make it to the shelter, and unofficially, we never make it on time.
And the last 24 hours, where are the rockets that you can measure, that you hear?
Everywhere. It's just all around us. We hear the rockets all the time, every day, everywhere. And in the past 2 weeks, there were a few incidents that the rockets were specifically to my hometown, to our area, and we had hits here, and we had one person who was killed not far from where I live, like a few hundreds of meters from where I live.
Malcolm, you have a question.
So can you give us, as a general assessment, what is Hamas, what is Hezbollah's capacity now that Israel's eliminated the first, second, third layers of leadership? Is the command structure in place? Is there one, or are the firing of rockets just something that can be done by the troops automatically, but that as a coherent fighting force, Hezbollah has been stopped?
I'll give you my assessment, but I don't have information. First, due to information, every day Hezbollah launched between 100 to 200 rockets. That's everyday reality since the beginning of the Israeli offensive. And until the Israeli offensive, it was a few tens every day. To your question, I believe that there is much more Iranian involvement because we do see a policy of fire. We do see that, as I've said, it's the same amount every day and it is spread to all over the north and it is to distances which are up to 30 kilometers and sometimes even to Tel Aviv. This week it happened to the area of the airport. So I think that there is much more tactical involvement of the IRGC here because, as you said, most of the leadership itself was eliminated since the beginning of the war. More than 160 commanders of Hezbollah were killed by Israel. This is a huge number. With regard to the amount of rockets, due to our defense minister, Hezbollah had left only 20%. Some were launched, some were destroyed by the IDF in their launchers, in the warehouses. This means that they still have, if I'm talking about the not the advanced missiles, because here we don't know, if we're talking about those two, again, those that are being launched now, okay, to distances of a few tens of kilometers, they still have around 15,000 to 25,000. That's a lot of rockets. That's more than what Hamas had when all of that started. And we don't know how much they keep bringing in. Israel is trying to close the entrances to Lebanon to make sure there is no smuggling, but it's not 100%.
Sarit, I want to understand what you mean by Iran's involvement. Do you mean that they're firing the missiles, that they're providing the missiles, that they're taking over command structure of Hezbollah? How are they involved?
I believe, and again, it's an assessment, that they are involved in the command structure of Hezbollah because there is nobody else there. And I can give you just a small example. Why do I assess that? If you look at the pagers attack, you will learn that the Iranian ambassador to Beirut was also injured by the pagers attack. Now, it was pagers that were supposed to be in the hands of commanders of Hezbollah or Hezbollah military operatives. And why would a diplomat be injured by that? So this means what's his position? He's not only just a diplomat. He's much more than that. And there are probably much more.
So what would you assess right now, the situation to be in Syria and in Iraq, both of which have fired, and we know that there's been intensified operations in Syria by Israel hitting the supply routes. how effective is Iran going to use them more and more as proxies for responding to against Israel? What do you see the risks from escalating conflict beyond Lebanon into Syria and Iraq?
First, with Iraq, in the past few months, Iraq is already involved. The proxies of Iran in Iraq are launching almost daily drones to Israel, but most of them don't reach to Israel, and they are either falling on their way or intercepted on their way. Very few do succeed in crossing into Israel, and very, very few succeed in actually hitting and passing our aerial defense systems. That's the huge difference, by the way, between Iraq and Lebanon, that when these are launched from afar, it is easier to find them and intercept them. With Syria, we see very little activity. IDF is very active in prevention. This week, we had a Hezbollah military operative that was kidnapped. It was published this week that he was kidnapped. He was probably kidnapped a few weeks ago from the area next to the border. He was probably involved in terrorist activity against Israel from there. We saw Israel attacking Hezbollah, and I'm saying Israel because Israel, in a very unusual way, claimed responsibility to some of the attacks. In most cases, Israel do not claim responsibility to attacks in Syria. And we saw attacks against Hezbollah assets next to the border crossings on the Syrian side of the border, things like that. We don't see launching drones, and very, very few incidents during the war of launching rockets from Syria. This, I can say that this front was very little active in a sense of direct attacks, but maybe it's because also IDF was very successful in prevention. Is this an option that it will escalate? Of course. There are proxy militias of Iran in Syria, and there are Hezbollah units in Syria that are operating next to the border. And in the past decade, Israel was active against these. We don't know what's the amount of missiles and rockets, though, that are based in Syria. We assume that as everything that we saw in Lebanon exists in Syria, but we don't know how many.
Sarit, the mission to push the Hezbollah north of Latani River, we have less than a minute. Is that adequate mission now, or do they need to go farther than that? What is your measurement?
IDF mission is not to push them north to the Litani River. This was not the mission by the Israeli government. The mission was to push them away a few kilometers from the border, and they almost completed the mission. Litani River is 25 kilometers from the border. We need much more time if we want to push them north to the Litani River ourselves.
So that mission is not yet engaged. Is that correct? Not is it?
No.
Is it talked about?
It was engaged only by airstrikes, but this is not enough to get rid of everything that is hidden inside the tunnels underground.
I understand. Lieutenant Colonel Reserve Sarit Zahavi, founder and president of ALMA, which is a nonprofit independent research education center under fire of Hezbollah daily. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.